that's who I praise. He is the risen Messiah.
The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Every year at this time, there is something that I encourage everyone to think about and everyone to make a commitment to doing, and that is reading the Scripture this year. Whether you read it through or just form a habit of getting into the Scripture every day, it's so important that you get into the Word of God. Join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. What a great time to get one of these little prayer journals and keep track, maybe of your Bible reading, but also keep track of your prayer requests. Scripture says, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, this prayer journal is just simply a little notebook that fits into your coat pocket or shirt pocket, fits into a purse, into a Bible case, where you can write down those prayer requests. I even keep track of what Bible verses I read each day or what passages of Scripture I read each day. And so the journals are absolutely free. In fact, we're not going to beg you for money. We're not going to add you to a mailing list. You just simply contact us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, give us an address, and we'll get one out to you just as quick as we can. Now, there are three ways you can get this prayer journal. One way is through the website, considerhisword.org. There's a link that says Contact Us. And if you'll contact us, click on that link. Again, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast. Give us an address. We'll send you the prayer journal. So you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to look at a verse of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, and it's really just one verse that I want us to think about for just a few minutes. It's Ephesians 4, verse 14. Paul said that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. More and more, we need people who will grow in the Lord. Sadly, there are so many people. We have them around here. I've seen them all my life. People who make a profession of faith in Christ. Maybe they said a prayer. Maybe they come forward in a service. Maybe they got saved in a home or maybe in a revival meeting, and they trust Christ as their Savior. They, I believe, genuinely get saved. They follow the Lord in baptism, making a commitment to Him, and then that's it. They are 40-year-old babies. They have never grown in the Lord. Here he encourages people. He said that we are henceforth no more children. We're not tossed to and fro. The problem, so many people fall into false doctrine and get away from God because they're not growing in the Lord. They're not maturing in Christ. And the only way to mature in Christ, now, as important as church is, and I would encourage you to be in church this Sunday, don't forsake the assembling, Paul said, or in Hebrews 10:25, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as we see the day approaching. Get into church. That's important. But it's also important that you spend every day in the Scripture and that you grow in the Lord. And every year about this time, I encourage people to begin the habit of being in the Scripture every day. I want to give you some very practical things about how that you can do that. You know, Paul said over in 1 Corinthians 13, that great love chapter, he said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." And he's talking about having grown in the Lord. Growing in Christ can give you that stability, and it will build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Here in verse 15, he said that he may grow up unto him in all things, growing up to be more and more like Jesus. It's so important that you begin a habit. And what a great time of year. I know that you can do this any time of the year, and many do. But what a great time it is to make a commitment this week that on the first day of 2026, and maybe even starting today, that you begin a habit of reading the Scripture every day. You know, we pray, and we pray consistently, but it's so important that we begin to learn to read the Scripture and fall in love with the Bible. And I know some of it's hard to understand, and I know some of it's hard to read, but not all of it. And it's important to your Christian faith, it's important to your Christian growth that you begin to read the Scripture every day. And so I tell everyone this, that first of all, as you begin to read the Scripture, to have a purpose. Now, I believe that purpose, as I've been speaking here, is about growing in Christ. 1 Peter 2:2 said, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Notice it begins with that desire, that want to. Do you want to be in the Scripture? Do you want to read the Word of God? It's so important and so necessary for your growth in Christ. You know, the Word of God is like our food. It nourishes us and it grows us, and we grow from milk. He said, desire the sincere milk of the Word. We begin with that milk, and we grow to the heavier things, the meat of the Word. You know, that food strengthens us. Even if it's just a little bit, it will strengthen us day by day. So maybe your purpose is to grow in the Lord, or just to learn more about Him, to know more of who He is. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine," that's teaching, "for reproof, telling you when you're wrong, for correction, learning how to make it right, and instruction," he said, "in righteousness," learning how to live for God. The Bible teaches us that. Many people don't know how to live for the Lord because they haven't read the Word of the Lord, and so they don't know. The Bible certainly gives us wisdom. Maybe you want to read it just out of curiosity. There is now a new curiosity in the Bible. I'm excited about that. Now, whatever it is, read with purpose. Don't just read say because, oh, somebody on the radio said, or maybe my preacher said, read it. No, you develop your own reason and your own purpose for reading that Scripture. And another practical thing I want to say is to have a place, to have a regular place where you read the Bible every day. Maybe it's a favorite chair. Maybe it's in a park. Maybe it's in your favorite coffee shop. Maybe, like around here, it's somewhere out in the woods. I have a place. I don't go there always, but I have a place out here in the woods where I can go and read the Scripture. should be a place that's comfortable, a place that's well lighted, a place that you go to all the time, and have everything there. Have your Bible there, maybe a notebook there, but have a place. You see, that place helps establish that habit. Maybe it's at the breakfast table. Wherever it is, establish that place. And then the last thing that I want to say about this is that you have a plan. Don't just randomly open the Bible and pick a verse to read. You're not going to get anywhere that way. You know, there are so many plans out there today. You search on the internet, plan for reading the Bible, and I've seen plans for reading the Bible in 90 days, or reading the New Testament in 90 days, or reading through the whole Bible in a year. Now, that's not as difficult as it may sound. And many do that. Many have read the Bible year after year after year. I have. I've read the Bible more times than I can count because I made that challenge. I made that commitment to read the Bible through in a year, or maybe to read the New Testament through in a year. What a great plan that would be. And in fact, my wife and I this year have read through the New Testament. Now, we each have our own plans, and we each have our own way, but together we've read through the New Testament this year. There are so many plans out there. Just go and search one. You know, I'll tell you, I use a Bible on my phone and on my iPad. It's called YouVersion, and I would recommend it. There are many others out there. There's one called Accordance. There's so many others. And all of them have Bible reading plans. So find one and commit yourself to it. You know, many read through devotionals, like the Daily Bread or others. And again, there's many apps even that would have a daily devotional where you're in a scripture every day. Even the book that I've been offering has a reading plan for the year. Maybe your church has a Bible reading calendar. We issue one every year. We send out a calendar. We give out a calendar that has verses to read every day. There's so many there. So many programs on the internet. So many websites where you can find a plan. Yes, it shouldn't be that difficult to find yourself a plan for reading the Bible this year. Now, again, you do what you're comfortable with. Reading the Bible through in a year, reading the New Testament in a year, maybe a particular devotional book. There's books for men. There's some for women. There's some for teens. There's so many that are out there. So have a purpose. Why are you reading the Bible this year? Primarily, I believe it's to grow closer to the Lord, to grow in your faith. Find that place that's comfortable where you will read the Bible every day. Make it part of your daily routine, part of your morning routine. Get a plan. Know where you're headed. Whether it's by days or by book or by topic, find a plan. Oh, and find a Bible that's easy for you to read. Many read the King James Bible. I read the King James Bible. It's what I'm used to. It's what I love. But there are others out there. Read them as well. Find as long as you're in the Word. And so I want to encourage you, make that commitment, make that promise to be in the Scripture every day in 2026. God bless you.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.